Liv.
Thank you.
Can you keep it fairly short so they've got time for the audience?
Sure. Before I begin, I'd just like to acknowledge that we are gathered on the land of the Gadigal people, Eora Nation. Sovereignty was never ceded. On behalf of STIC, Stop the Intervention Collective Sydney, I'd just like to thank everyone for coming here today, and thank you to Jumbana for sponsoring this very important event. And I'd like to deeply thank our strong speakers for their sharp, insightful and inspiring words, so thank you all. I'd like to particularly thank Irene and Valerie for travelling so far to be in Sydney with us today and over the next week or so. Thank you for sharing your stories, your experience, your wisdom, your despair, but most importantly, thank you for inspiring us with your strength. Your strength to expose the absolute brutality, the repulsive hypocrisy, and the vicious racism of the Rudd government, not only continuing this abhorrent intervention, but actually spreading it beyond the Northern Territory in a quest to seek more devastation and more control over Aboriginal communities across Australia. Your strength in the face of a government that is openly committed to a racist ideology of coercive assimilation, policies that blatantly attack Aboriginal people only because they are Aboriginal. Policies that amount to nothing less than cultural genocide. The strength to resist the Rudd government that is not just continuing Howard's legacy, as we heard, but that is in reality more extreme, just as racist, and more cunning than any of its colonial predecessors. I had a few things to say, but I think that the speakers here have, you know, explored extensively just the absolute atrocity of the Rudd government and their political agenda, and the absolute atrocity in terms of their attempt to annihilate Aboriginal self-determination and attempt to annihilate Aboriginal autonomy on Aboriginal land with all the policies that we've heard about. But it just seems that we are seeing attack after attack after attack after attack on Aboriginal people and Aboriginal communities. What's next? You know, and the illusion of silence echoes across Australia because the pro-government media shamefully censor the voices of Aboriginal people and communities who are resisting. But those voices of resistance are too loud, and those voices of resistance are too strong. The resistance is too loud and too strong to be ignored anymore, and we're seeing that here today. In the ABC on Friday, we saw that Yuendumu is standing strongly against the land leases, as are some communities in the top end. On the opening day of Parliament this year, there were hundreds of people who marched in Canberra against the intervention, against CDP cuts, against the land leases, against deaths in custody, and for recognition of Aboriginal sovereignty. The High Court of Australia was occupied. Question time in Parliament House was disrupted by protesters chanting, "Stop the intervention, human rights for all." In September last year, hundreds of people travelled to Alice Springs to learn about the intervention and visit affected communities. Over 500 people marched, led by prescribed communities, you know, calling for an immediate end to this intervention. And again, on the day before the apology last year, over 2,000 people marched in Canberra saying, "Enough is enough. No longer will we silently witness these relentless attacks on Aboriginal people." A growing campaign is taking up this challenge for Aboriginal rights, self-determination and Aboriginal autonomy. There are working groups in each city, in every state and territory around the country. Strong networks are being born between affected communities, students, unions, organisations, community groups and concerned citizens. These networks will continue to grow as people take their concerns to the streets. An assertive movement is being born, and today is a great example of that. But we won't win this struggle unless we are unstoppable. unless we resist in a diversity of ways to the attacks, like the movements before us has done, like the land rights movement, like the citizenship movement, you know, rallies, forums, speaking tours, information sharing, creative dissent, collective community organising. However this resistance manifests, though, we must drown out the lies of the government. We must drown out the offensive rhetoric, the constant and shameless distortion of the truth with our voices of resistance, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people together, side by side. No, Rudd has not embraced the true partnership with Aboriginal people, we know that. But we will, and we will do it on the streets. So I really encourage everyone here today, you know, to get involved in the anti-intervention campaign. It is a strong campaign and, you know, like I said, there are working groups all over the country. So get involved there. Stop the Intervention Collective in Sydney meets every Tuesday at 6 p.m. at UTS. And this week, this coming Tuesday, Valerie and Irene are going to be with us so we can hear more about what's happening on the ground and talk about the way forward for the campaign. And I encourage everyone, you know, if you live far away from UTS or from Sydney, set up collectives in your communities and join the national network that is resisting the intervention and the spreading of intervention policies across the country. I think there are going to be some motions put forward about, you know, supporting future actions, rallies that are coming up, etc. And I really encourage everyone to support those motions. But I'd just like to finish with a really strong quote from Uncle Kevin Buzzacott, who is a really inspiring Aboriginal elder and activist from Arabunna country. And the quote goes like this. Everyone really needs to look at this. They really need to get together and be really strong about it. There's rallies coming up, there's meetings coming up. I really think people need to get down there with the people that are organising and have their own say about how this intervention is and what it's doing. And if you don't nail it now, you're going to be wearing it the rest of your life. And when you die, your kids are going to be wearing it. You have your rights, your human rights. You've got to be strong. Don't be scared of these mob. Go to these rallies. Speak strong. You've got to speak the truth. The truth will get us there.
We've got about a quarter of an hour left, but I want to take a few quick questions because I'd like to be able to give people here a chance to do that. So can you come, is there a mic down there? Can people go over to the mic or other?